Our next case for argument is 21-1968, Stevens v. McDonough. Mr. Brown, please proceed.
Good morning, Your Honor, and may it please the Court. The issue is the propriety of the regulation 38 CFR section 3.304, specifically subparagraph F3, which was added to the regulation to ease the burden for a PTSD claimant so that, one, need for a verified stressor is placed by, two, fear due to the proximity of hostile forces or terrorism if confirmed by a VA psychiatrist or psychologist. At the time of rulemaking, the National Organization of Veterans Advocates presented a challenge to the court, and the court made a decision in Nova versus Secretary of Veterans Affairs, 669 Federal 3rd, 1340, Federal Circuit 2012. When the court decided the Nova decision, it held that a private practitioner's opinion is only helpful when a stressor is corroborated, essentially removing any relaxation of the rule from 3.304 F3 and places the burden back to the heightened category of the general paragraph of 3.304 F, which requires credible supporting evidence that the claimed in-service stressor occurred. This has created two classes of case for war veterans, the first being the relaxed burden when approved by a doctor or contractor from the VA.
Counselor, this is Judge Moore. You acknowledge, I think as you must, that the Nova case fully resolves your issue. So really, is there anything at all this panel could possibly give you in relief?
Your Honor, as I briefed, I looked at the Procopio decision and the fact that this court has reversed itself in the past when it's actually been proven by experience.
Counsel, you're not listening. The Procopio decision was in bank. Is there anything this panel can give you? We can't reverse a prior panel, right?
No, but this panel could make a decision that the case needs to go to the court on bank.
No, actually, we can't. Unless you don't know how our rules work, the in bank court has to decide a case needs to go in bank. We don't have the right to decide that.
That's right, but after this panel makes this decision, we still have the opportunity to ask for en banc.
Of course, but there's absolutely no relief this panel can give you in these circumstances. Basically, it's your 15 minutes, and if you want to keep talking throughout the entire time, or if any of my colleagues have questions, please feel free to jump in. But we can't give you any relief whatsoever, and so that's why you're probably not likely to get very many questions, right? Because you're sort of presenting something to people who can't do anything about it. Now, the in-bank court could do something about it, and you're preserving your right to take it to the in-bank by having brought it.
Thank you, Your Honor. I think that that's likely true.
Okay, is there anything further you want to add?
I just want to make sure that none of my arguments are waived by not bringing them. So I'm making sure that
Counsel, every single argument in your brief is preserved, and you may bring it to the in-bank court.
Well, thank you, Your Honor. I guess I would just then say that as long as my case is preserved for the en-bank court, I don't know if there's any reason to keep taking your time.
Okay, well, let's hear from the government. Certainly you have a lot of rebuttal time. If they say anything that you feel like you need to respond to, then absolutely you can.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Yale?
Thank you, Your Honor, and may it please the court. I guess just to briefly respond, because there was not a lot of colloquy there. We think as far as this panel goes, the court should affirm the decision of the Veterans Court. The primary argument here, as was suggested, is foreclosed by NOVA. The court would need to hear, essentially overrule NOVA en banc, and we've certainly put forth a number of arguments as to why NOVA was correctly decided. I'm certainly, happy to get into those particular issues, but it sounds like as to, there weren't really many questions asked as to the particular argument here. We certainly think that, if there even was a question as to whether or not NOVA covered the arguments here, it's very clear from the briefs, based upon the fact that the primary argument is that 38 U.S.C. 1154 conflicts with this particular regulation with respect to PTSD. I mean, that issue was specifically covered by the NOVA decision, and so we would submit that the court should simply affirm the decision of the Veterans Court because NOVA forecloses any of these arguments.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Yale. Mr. Brown, is there anything you'd like to say in rebuttal? Please proceed.
Well, Your Honor, we're dealing with a case now that's no longer a case in potentiality. At the time of the challenge to the rulemaking, the issues were potential in nature, whereas now we're dealing with real people with real issues. We're dealing with a widow that's had to raise children on her own since the veteran took his life, and in this case, we represent her, and so we want to do everything we can to get her benefit, and she's actually a real person with real issues. So once again, that's why I look at Procopio, because Procopio was a case where the experience of the veterans who brought it added to the texture of the law in a way that wasn't viewed at the time of the Haas decision. So that's why we cite to Procopio in our case, because it shows that experience and reality can change the original outcome of this court's decision about issues of benefits for Vietnam veterans and their families. So based on that, that is why we're requesting that this court reverse itself from the earlier NOVA decision, much in the same vein as it did when it reversed Haas in the Procopio decision, because in this case, we're now dealing with real people with real problems. And that's, I know that this court only has authority to look at the law, not the facts, but that the facts can sometimes color the law, and that it makes it apparent that mistakes were made when earlier decisions were made. So I guess with that being said, I can waive any additional time, Your Honor.
Okay, we thank both counsel. This case is taken under submission, and Mr. Brown, you have the opportunity now to make all of your arguments to the in-bank court after this opinion will issue.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.